Diaghaíomh chairde agus fáilte go chlárú anseo ar Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and today we're bringing the usual music, songs, and talking about what's of interest in the Irish community in Wellington and possibly further afield, and maybe have a look at some of the news from back in Ireland. Crazy that the year has been speeding along again. Like, I think every time I mention it, every time I do a show here, it seems to just be zipping along, and we're already at the 23rd of October. It's going to be Halloween next weekend, and of course after that, it'll all be about the kind of countdown to December and to the Christmas period through November. So the year is certainly zipping along at an alarming rate. It's been a very strange October for me because I feel like a sort of out of sync time-wise. I got COVID for the second time this week. So today is actually my first week back in the world, first day back out in the world again and back at work. Of course, we record these shows on the Thursday. Been in isolation for the last week. Most of the household contracted COVID over the last week or two. So four out of five of us were kind of isolating at home at one period or another over the last couple of weeks. So just kind of a reminder, I suppose, that, you know, maybe we've been complacent for a while, but, you know, COVID is still out there, and at the moment we still are taking some precautions, such as the 7-day isolation. I saw the news during the week that some places are discussing and possibly have already implemented the sort of removal of that isolation period. It's kind of, I suppose, some countries maybe feel it's kind of moved on or have put it behind them, but obviously it's still out there in the community, and it's still something that you can contract. Fortunately for me and for the family, we didn't really get anything too serious. Obviously, we were vaccinated, you know, last year and got the boosters and all that. So, yeah, it's the second time. So, like I said, so, yeah, definitely strange. I feel like I'm sort of a week out of sorts by suddenly having that kind of week zip along. But why don't we have a listen to our first piece of music? Let's give something a spin. We're going to listen to a song by Hozier called Swan Upon Leda.
Husband waits outside, a crying child pushes a child into the night. She was told he would come this time without leaving so much as a feather behind, to ignite at last the perfect. One more sweet boy to be butchered by men. But the gateway to the world is still outside the reach of hell. Would never belong to angels. I never belong to men.
would never belong to the angels, had never belonged to men.
This is my favourite time here in New Zealand, when the clocks go back in spring and we get that extra hour in the evening, and we get the weather starts to get a bit better, the sun starts to kind of roll further and further down the hill each evening, get a bit of a extra time, and you know, kind of get the kids out and about around the house, and you know, see everybody kind of getting out and enjoying the great weather. It was a bit crazy a couple of weeks back. We were down in Christchurch just at the start of the school holidays, and as we were coming back, there was a weather forecast about snow and all sorts of craziness that was going to happen, and for a while there, we were worried that we were going to be snowed in and stuck down there. And I think we just got out, I think, the night before the snow came. So that was all a bit mad. But now that we are into spring, there's probably a lot more activity, like I said. And one of the things that's taking place that I wanted to bring to your attention is that Davy Wren and the guys from the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA Club are starting to put together the kids' GAA again on the Sunday mornings. And I think it's kind of spread out over a few areas this time around. I know that the ones in the Hutt, I think, are going to be taking place in Trafalgar Park in Lower Hutt. And I think today, the 23rd, I think, was going to be the first day of the sort of session back there. It'll probably kind of coincide with the school term. It'll probably run up until probably earlier, mid-December or so. But if you want to check that out, just get in touch with the guys at the Wellington Hutt Valley GAA Club, and I can pass on maybe some of the more details here maybe later on the show if I just grab those. But you know, it's a great opportunity for the kids here. A lot of them maybe were born here, or were born in Ireland like mine were, and came over when they're pretty young, and it's a good chance for them to get to see some of the Irish sports and to get involved. And I know there's a good little bunch there, certainly in the Lower Hutt one, and I'm sure the same is happening kind of up the coast as well, where there's a sort of a flourishing Irish community starting up Capity Coast as well. So yeah, I'll try and pass on those details later. Why don't we go ahead and we'll have our next piece of music. I was talking earlier on about the weather, and kind of the craziness of the snow and the sunshine altogether. But we're going to have a listen to a tune here from actually one of my favourite Irish acts at the moment, the Mary Wallopers. And this is a tune called Frost Is All Over.
What would I do? Will I fill it again? What do you do with the cow and a clover? What would I do? Will I settle again? The plates, they're open there and they're roasting. Kitty, lie you over, close with the wall. Get to be drunk and me to be sober. Kitty, lie you over, close with the wall. Married a soldier, what would I do? Will I follow his gun? What did you do if he died in the ocean? What would I do? Will I marry again? The phrases are broken, the herons are roasting. Kitty, lie you over close by the wall. How would you like to marry a soldier? Kitty, lie you over close by the wall. We'll be right back.
As Anthony mentioned on his show last week, there's probably a good reason for celebration with the Irish women's football team qualifying for the World Cup, which will be taking place in Australia and New Zealand next year. Unfortunately, their qualification was marred by the news of some of the songs that they were singing in the dressing room after the game. But I can't help but get the feeling that there's a bit of a Streisand effect going on with the news surrounding that. So many people were making a big song and dance about it, and you know, probably making more news of that event than it probably maybe merited. Obviously, don't condone what they were singing. You know, there's no need for that. But you know, when you raise the profile of a story like that to the point, probably extends beyond people who would even have any interest in the sport. It does seem to be a bit counterproductive. And the reason I kind of mentioned the Streisand effect is it's probably worth looking up if you haven't heard of it before. Basically, it kind of was named after the actress and singer Barbara Streisand. A few years back, she tried to take out a court injunction, I think, against a fairly harmless routine coastal photography program that was taking place in California, and she got a bit annoyed that photographs were taken of her property. And it's kind of made big news at the time, and suddenly people got very interested and were wondering, I wonder why she's taking this injunction out. And everybody kind of got really kind of fascinated by the story and looking into it. And actually, it probably was just pretty harmless in the end. But in the end, I think what happened was that her trying to make the story quiet probably made it blow up more than it actually would have. So can't help but feeling that stories like that around the Irish team is a bit of a clickbait, you know, trying to raise the profile of a story, trying to keep that news cycle going. But obviously, like I said, not something that I would condone, and probably the girls are probably a bit embarrassed about what's happened. But I think it's probably time for that to move on. But like I said, looking forward to seeing the team hopefully next year when they get out here. And you know, don't know what the draws are going to be for the group stages, or whatever. But it would be great if they could get some games here in New Zealand, and especially so if they could be in Wellington. I'm sure there'd be a good Irish contingent that would get along and support them if they did make it out. So what else is happening in the Irish community to bring to your attention? Obviously, Halloween is coming up next week, and just a reminder to everybody and to remind all your friends that it's not just an American holiday, you know, that it does have its roots in Ireland, Hiche Hána, you know, the night before Samhain, the month of November. And obviously, you know, it's a big pagan ritual that's been tied in with a lot of kind of religious ceremony later on after. But, you know, it does have its roots in Ireland. But hopefully you're kind of looking forward and getting ready for that. Obviously, it kind of became Americanized with the whole trick-or-treat thing. But, yeah, don't forget that there are the Irish roots there. Just want to give kind of a shout-out again for the Hutt Valley Irish Society potluck dinners, which take place on the last Sunday of every month. So there'll be one again next Sunday, which is October the 30th at 12 Raroa Road. Get along there. You know, it's a great event for kind of getting to meet the Irish community. And like I said, it's coming up to Halloween. There might be a bit of a Halloween flavour of what's happened there. Other events to look out for there, obviously, are the kind of recurring ones like the book club that meets once a month. And also there's a kind of a regular movie night once a month as well. I know Brian Mulligan's been running a sort of a Belfast festival this year, showing a lot of movies filmed in and with the main subject of City of Belfast. And I think there's another one probably coming up probably for November to keep an eye out for there as well. So yeah, there's probably lots happening there. I haven't really seen as much news coming through, unfortunately, from the Wellington Irish Society. I'm sure those guys are pretty active. I used to get some of the email circulars coming through. I might ask to get some of the information come through again, just to see what they're up to. And, you know, I'm sure they'll have a lot of events coming up as well, coming up to the Christmas time. I know that both the Wellington and the Hutt Valley ones run, you know, the seniors' lunches as well coming up to Christmas. And, you know, it's not that far off now. I'll probably be looking at that maybe sort of end of November, early December, which, like I said, isn't a million miles away. So, after all that talking, I think we should take our next piece of music and go and listen to a collaboration between two artists that I've kind of probably featured on the show in the past, especially Lisa Hennigan. This is a song by Talos with Lisa Hennigan, and the song is called Crows. Thank you. Just taking a look through some of the things making the news back in Ireland on websites and newspapers, and domestic news seems to be dominated by what's happening internationally. Of course, the war in Ukraine is taking up a lot of headlines over there, but also some of the things that are happening a bit closer to Ireland seem to be having a major impact as well. There's a lot of upheaval, I suppose, in the UK government again at the moment. Liz Truss doesn't seem to be doing so well since she took over from Boris Johnson as a Prime Minister. I saw something, or there was something on the news today I was listening to, where one of the British tabloids was running a competition to see who would last longer, Liz Truss or a head of lettuce, which one would make it as far as Christmas. So not quite sure how stable that the UK government is at the moment. And of course, that'll have huge implications for what happens in Northern Ireland as well. There's some deadlines coming up for getting the parties back to the table. DUP still aren't really getting involved in the Northern Ireland executive. So I think they've got some assembly elections coming up in December as well. So there's a lot of action happening there. And right about the same time as well, mid-December, I think 15th of December is when we're having when Ireland is having their swap the Taoiseachs around day, when the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders kind of tag each other in and out. So Micheál Martin will be stepping aside, and Leo will be getting back in charge again. Quite a strange setup they have there, and to think after all the years of kind of bickering between those parties that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are basically just kind of playing tag with the role of Taoiseach seems kind of strange and a bit amusing. But yeah, I suppose that's probably the main news dominating there. So probably coming up to the end of our show here today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. And as usual, I'm going to play you out on a piece of music. Today we're going to have a listen to a song by Limoncello called Always Neighbours. So, like I said, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and chat to you again soon. Slán.
Thank you. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.